Thank you for calling Wade's Remodeling and Home Repair. Please press 1, if you are a new client, or press 2, if you are an existing client. Thank you for calling Wade's Remodeling and Home Repair. Please press 1, if you're a new client. For quality assurance, this call may be recorded.
Hello?
Sorry.
Oh, hi, Mandy. It's Tina from Local Splash. I know I said I'd call you back, but I got stuck in a meeting. It took way longer than expected. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah. So is this a better time to do that final $29 payment?
Yeah, I have my card right here.
Okay, perfect. So for that card, it's still the 1602 Chesterfield Court for the billing address?
Correct.
Okay, so I'm ready for the number when you are.
It's 4036.
Okay.
2304.
Okay.
0571.
Mm-hmm.
2905.
Okay, and expiration?
0628.
And the code?
618.
Got it. Okay. So I'll process that payment and then I will process the cancellation and you'll be good to go. One thing I want to let you know is when we got off the phone earlier, I looked up your company to see if I could find the other site that you built. And it looks like the site that we built is attached to everything. It's on Google and Bing. It's on the directories. The other site, I don't know what the domain is, but I can't find it. So if I'm, you know, a premier partner to Google and I can't find your site, certainly a potential customer can't. So just try to address that with the company that you're working with so that the site starts getting exposure. And I don't know if you're set on canceling now or if you want to go on the dashboard first and check out the results, because there's 132 leads that came through the tracking number that we have on your Google listing and on your site. So all of that will deactivate. So I don't know if you want to go on there and listen to them and make sure they're client calls, because, you know, it's a pretty substantial number of people that are finding you from this platform. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's mostly drunk.
Really? Out of 132?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know that any of those are legit actual customers, to be honest with you.
Well, that's why it's good to go in and listen to the calls, because, for instance, on June 10th.
I mean, they come on my phone. I get the phone calls. I get the text messages. They come to my phone. So
okay.
I get them all. Yeah. And
okay.
I also get them on email. So. I've seen them all.
You're pretty set on, you're okay with canceling it. You don't want to go and review the calls on the dashboard or anything, right?
I mean, I can look at them. I'm on here right now. I mean, I don't know. There might have been, I don't know that we have gotten any actual customers from here.
So that first one that says M62713, that's us earlier when we spoke, right? But then under that, there's that 470 area code. That's a minute 24 seconds. If you click on the play button at the right, you can play the call and listen and kind of refresh your memory what happened. And below that is a 678 area code, and that's a 3 minute 32 second call. So
these are voicemails.
Right. So. Well, you don't know, because under that, there's a 20-second call. So that person from Martindale might have called and got your voicemail and just left a message because it's 20 seconds. But for the 3-minute call or the 1-minute call, 1.5 minutes, probably something more took place. Under that, there's a 4-minute, 12-second call. So, you know, that's all I'm saying is maybe go through it and review these. And, you know, because if you're getting client calls out of it here and there, and I know they're not all going to be clients. There's going to be a mix of
some spam calls,
you know. Yeah, but if you were getting some, you know, value out of it here and there, especially for $29 a month, you know, you're only paying like, what, 90-some cents a day to keep it going, you know. So it's not a huge expense for your bill, 96 cents a day if I were to calculate that out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll go, don't Huh? Why? We don't need two websites. Okay. I mean, and from what I have been told, like, since I set up with you guys, like, we're not even supposed to have a Google Talk number. Like, we're supposed to have, like, to be Google verified, or, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I've been told.
Yeah, there's a call on the dashboard from one of those scam companies called Ollie Ollie. There's two of them out there. There's a Town Square Media, and there's an Ollie Ollie. And they're calling our clients, and they're saying, Local Splash is not doing the Google best practices, and you're not supposed to have a tracking number, and your listing is wrong, and your website is copy and paste, and they say all this crazy stuff in efforts to scare you so that you sign up with them. But the reason it's a scam company is they never really talk about what they can do. And I can tell you, if you've signed up with either one of them, if it's Ollie Ollie or if it's Town Square, and if either one of those are the ones that
work. We actually got a guy that, like, lives here that is owns his own business that made our website. I decided not to go with any of these companies and use someone that we actually know that's an actual person that he owns his own business, and he made our new website.
So do me a favor, Google your business, put in Wade's Remodeling and Home Repair, Woodstock, Georgia. You're not going to be able to find that website anywhere. It's like virtually invisible. The one that we have pops up on everything when you Google it, but when you look for the other one, it's very, very difficult. So let's see. There's two Google listings. Do you think that he created a new Google listing for you? Let me look here. Because that's a red flag, too. If we bring a client on board that has a Google listing.
I actually see the WRHRGA before I see Wade's Remodeling and Home Repair website.
Okay.
It's right underneath it. I see it. I just typed in Wade's Remodeling and Home Repair Woodstock, and I see the Facebook page. Some Home Advisor, then I see Wade's Remodeling and Home Repair.com, and then I see that WRHRGA.com, which is the new one that we made.
Interesting. I don't see it, and I did the explicit search where I actually put I was looking for Wade's Remodeling and Home Repair in Woodstock, Georgia. There's two Google listings, but they both have our website attached to it. Do you see that? The other website isn't attached to. And on the Facebook,
I don't think he does all. I mean, I haven't asked him to do, like, all of the search engine optimization stuff. I just asked him to build a website. So I can go through and change, update, add our new. I just haven't done it. And to be
that's
honest
what
with
I would
you,
do.
Like,
yeah that's,
like our business, like 98.99% of our business is word of mouth. So we're we stay covered up, and we have ever since we've been open. So I know it's good to, and really the only thing we use our website is just to be like, hey, go look at pictures of our work. But I honestly use our Facebook page more than anything. So I don't know. I don't feel like it's, I don't think we need to keep paying for both of them.
Okay. Well, that's all I'm saying is if you already know how to go in and, you know, remove our site and put the other one on there, then absolutely do that because, you know, if not, the new site becomes, you know, a nice platform for you, but it may not do a lot for your business. And you'll see,
yeah.
You know, once this tracking number that we're talking on deactivates, you'll see that volume of calls going down too, you know. But
okay.
Thank you for taking care of that. You know, I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that
no
it
problem.
Didn't work out for you, you know, more long term. But in the meantime, have a really great rest of your week, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
well,
no
you know
problem,
what?
Andy.
You know what? Just leave it for another few weeks. And when I get around, I'm sorry, if you haven't already done it, just leave it and let me go through all of these because I have not gone through them. I didn't even know these voicemail things were on here.
Please
so
do because you're
yeah.
paid in
yeah.
full now till July 20th. So if you listen
okay.
to those calls and you decide you still want to cancel, no problem. Just call us a couple of days before that date and we'll make sure that you don't have any further charges, okay?
Okay. All right. I'll do that.
All right.
I appreciate all of your help. Thank you.
Yeah. I appreciate you too, Mandy. No problem. Have a good evening.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.